The Mariano Rivera Foundation, The Bridge Between Underserved Students and the Printing Industry Workforce, by Heidi Tolliver Walker. In the United States, more than one in five children lives in poverty. In the printing industry, finding qualified employees and maintaining the pipeline of new talent into the workforce remains one of the top challenges. A bridge between the two is the Mariano Rivera Foundation. Founded by Yankees Hall of Fame pitcher Mariano Rivera, the foundation provides youth in underserved communities with one-to-one mentorship, vocational training, college preparedness, and STEM learning. Its flagship training program, Print, Design, and Packaging Development, is run out of a church property in Gainesville, Florida. The foundation launched the Print program in 2021. Students age 16 to 20 were selected from local high schools to receive training and certifications in copier technology, color management, workflow, and digital design. In addition to one-on-one mentoring, etiquette training, and college preparedness, the program exposes students to multiple career paths and prepares them for local employment opportunities. EFI became a sponsor of the foundation in 2021, and at the EFI Connect conference at the Wynn Las Vegas in January, EFI Chief Revenue Officer Frank Melosi hosted a special keynote session with Rivera. "We are so honored and privileged that we found you," he said while moderating the keynote. "We are looking forward to an incredibly bright future for the youth." Rivera's passion for these students is indeed contagious. "If we don't provide for this underprivileged, underserved youth, who will?" Rivera asked. "They need someone to believe in them. They need someone to say, 'I'm investing in you. I trust you. We believe that you can accomplish anything you want.'" The first six students to participate in the Gainesville program were identified by their school guidance counselors and interviewed by the foundation before being invited to participate. They began online learning through donated laptops and smart TVs. Technical support, online training modules, and certifications were provided by Konica Minolta, RICO, EFI, and ID Alliance. A local professional associated with Atlantic Tomorrow's office provided a student trip to the Konica Minolta Customer Engagement Center in Ramsey, New Jersey, and a plant tour at DG3 in Jersey City, New Jersey. EFI sponsored four students to attend EFI Connect at the Wynn Las Vegas in January. "We have been so humbled by the outpouring of support," said Lisa Vega, executive director of the foundation. "For these students, this type of opportunity is life-changing. It has widened their worldviews as they see just how much potential the printing industry offers." Local Print Jobs visited these young men at the end of February to discuss job opportunities. One has already been hired by Atlantic Tomorrow's office as a copier technician. From a fishing village to the MLB, this is the culmination of Rivera's mission of serving at-risk youth. He was born in a fishing village in Panama, bullied in school for smelling like fish. He had to walk past the fish flower plant on his way to school, and the smell penetrated his clothes. He dropped out of school rather than succumb to the emotions of violence. While working with his father in the fishing business, an opportunity opened to try out for the New York Yankees. Rivera was recruited, and his life was forever changed. Wanting to give the same type of opportunity to other disadvantaged kids, Rivera started the Mariano Rivera Foundation in 1998. Initially, the goal was to financially support other nonprofits serving this community. But after his retirement, he realized he wasn't satisfied with just supporting the programs of other organizations. He wanted to establish his own. Rivera took on an ambitious project to build a 40,000 square foot learning center in New Rochelle, New York, where his wife pastors a congregation. In the meantime, the foundation set up the pilot program in Gainesville. It is also working with a local college to house the New Jersey program until the learning center is completed. It all began when, as all of this was happening, Luis Villa, Vice President of Production Print, CIP of Atlantic, wanted to develop the company's own youth training program. Through a connection at Yankee Stadium, he learned about the Mariano Rivera Foundation and saw the potential for partnership. Not only did Atlantic invest in the program, but Atlantic President Larry Weiss and Villa leveraged their relationships in the industry to bring in other heavy hitters, including Konica Minolta, RICO, EFI, and ID Alliance. Konica Minolta trainers set up and trained foundation volunteers on its field service technician modules. RICO offered students its digital literacy program. EFI and the ID Alliance provided their fiery professional and color management professional certifications, respectively. Villa incorporated certifications in Lean Six Sigma taught by two black belt level certified trainers. Adobe certifications are in process for next year. All of these certifications, ranging from design and production to color management to applications and business principles, make the print, design, and packaging development program very different from other training programs, Via said. When these kids graduate, they have cross-training and certifications that even many people in the industry don't have. This makes them more marketable and able to command a higher starting wage. Via calls these graduates Entry Level Plus. These modules are the same as we offer to our dealers, customers, and educational institutions, Pedro Da Silva, director of EFI's Fire East certification program, said. What makes this program different is that the students are able to go on and get professional level certifications as well. There are about 4,000 EFI certified professionals in the printing industry. These young men are among that distinguished group. Most certifications are now people already in the industry, Da Silva said. It's unusual for a first jobber to have one, so it's really an advantage. What They Think, Printing United Alliance, and Printing and Graphics Scholarship Foundation have jumped on board to support the program too. We have worked with EFI for a lot of years on Connect, and when they approached us about supporting Mariano's vision, we didn't hesitate, said Eric Vessels, president of What They Think, which both donated to the foundation and will offer students free access to What They Think's premium content. This industry is still one of the largest manufacturing sectors in the country, and diversity has been relatively rare. This program could strengthen the industry. It was a really compelling thing we wanted to be involved in. PGSF, which also provided a monetary donation, is deepening its partnership with the foundation as well. Beyond providing financial support, we are really excited to provide scholarships for those students who want to continue their educations at 2 or 4 year schools, said Jeff White, director of development for PGSF. The more people donate to PGSF, the more we are able to bring scholarships to students like these. Nothing less than life-changing. The impact of these programs has been nothing less than life-changing. The students had an opportunity to share their stories at EFI Connect. They were asked, in one word, can you tell me what this program means to you or how it has impacted you? One 16-year-old said, manhood. Another said, revitalization. As young as they are really grasping what everyone is trying to do for them, Vega said. The impact isn't just in the vocational training and career path, but also in the support and mentorship they are receiving. Most of these students don't have father figures in their lives. Mentors come alongside them and provide that father figure and guidance that they need. What's next for the Mariano Rivera Foundation? In addition to its main learning center in New Rochelle, which will eventually house a full working print facility, it is looking for additional sites, including Houston, Texas, and Carlstadt, New Jersey. The goal is to replicate this program in as many cities as we can, Vega said. We are focusing on areas where there is a great need for this level of mentorship and programming. In Carlstadt, the Premium Color Group is donating space in its manufacturing building to house one of these programs. This proximity will allow students to gain hands-on experience in every aspect of the printing process, from design to finishing. Atlantic is also working with its instructors to become Adobe certified, adding expertise in InDesign, Photoshop, and Illustrator to its curriculum. Atlantic also plans to fly students from Gainesville to the Premium Color Group location so they can get the same hands-on experience as their peers. Even those already committed in the programs are expanding their commitments. EFI is expanding the modules offered to students and adding ride-alongs with its professional technicians. PGSF is guiding students to industry careers and encouraging them to apply for scholarships. Printing United is launching a new platform offering access to a broader curriculum and more certifications. It was super cool to see these young men filled with energy and excitement, Vessels said. That wonder is something that many of us take for granted. For many in the industry, that wonder wears off, but for them it was fresh. It was such a thrill to see. If there is going to be growth, it will come from that type of new energy and new thinking. These kids represent what the future of this industry could look like. Want to get involved? The Mariano Rivera Foundation is looking for members of the printing industry willing to serve as mentors and trainers, hosts for apprenticeships, and tour locations, as well as financial donors to help fund these programs. Learn more about the Mariano Rivera Foundation at themarianoriveraFoundation.org.